With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden's re-election campaign could suffer because of his support for Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Muslim leaders in the U.S. have issued an ultimatum to the president: secure an Israeli ceasefire in Gaza or lose donations and votes in the 2024 White House race. The National Muslim Democratic Council is pledging to mobilize Muslim voters against any candidate who endorses the Israeli offensive against the Palestinian people. The council includes Democratic Party leaders from hotly contested states such as Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israel has agreed to allow 100 trucks of humanitarian aid into Gaza each day following intensive diplomatic engagement by the Biden administration. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says more aid is getting into Gaza.
Another 66 trucks got into Gaza over the last 24 hours with life-saving humanitarian assistance, including food, water, and medicine. It's the highest single-day delivery so far. But again, it's a trickle compared to what needs to get in, and we're going to keep working that very, very hard.
Election day in Virginia is a week away, and it's a closely watched contest. All 140 General Assembly seats are on the ballot. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says efforts to encourage early voting among Republicans is going well.
I mean, we first had to make it clear that it's okay to vote early. And in fact, with a 45-day early voting season that I inherited, we're going to make full advantage of it. And we got to get Republicans off the sidelines.
Youngkin was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 123 points. The Nasdaq rose 61. The S&P 500 advanced 27. Oil down to 81.02 a barrel. This is SRN News. Sunday marks the International Day of Prayer for the persecuted church.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are being abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. And so their brothers and sisters in safer places are being urged to offer special prayers on November 5th. Many Christians in foreign countries are killed or beaten for their faith. In other places, the persecution may take the form of being denied work, education, or access to relief supplies in times of disaster. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals happy to see Mike Johnson as House Speaker. He once served as professor at Liberty University in Virginia. From 2004 to 2012, Johnson was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention. During his tenure with the SBC Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, he rallied members to place strong emphasis on values voting. Johnson is a strong pro-lifer. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street closing higher. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Tuesday, a day after clawing back a big chunk of its loss for October. Finintrust, Arista Networks, and others rose following a better profit report than expected. Treasury yields held relatively steady after data showed U.S. workers' wages and benefits grew more slowly than expected during the summer. And that could influence the Federal Reserve's next decision on interest rates, which is due on Wednesday. The Dow up 124 points to close at 33,052. The Nasdaq gained 61 to 4,193. The S&P 500 added 27 points to 4,193. New York oil fell $1.29 to $81.02 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.